This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:08 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. So two separate videos went viral yesterday, both of which showed basically people mocking persons with disabilities by impersonating them. If you haven't seen the videos, it's actually quite hard to describe, but they are very cruel. So we want to look at why behaviours like this are still happening and what needs to be done to basically make the public more sensitive, more considerate, more aware towards the community. Now, I'm going to do my best to describe the video. So in the first, two men were seen taking advantage of a car park facility that's reserved for persons with disabilities. This is at a shopping mall. And in the video, one of the men said, oh, his friend told him to act like a disabled person in order to get a parking spot. Meanwhile, in another video, a user who went by the handle Joker896 uploaded a video of two women using a special needs washroom while laughing as they mocked people with disabilities. Again, I think the premise here being, oh, we're not supposed to take this parking. Oh, we're not supposed to use this restroom. But hey, look at us now. And that's where that impersonation stemmed from. So there has been an immense amount of backlash towards this, I think, towards the behaviour itself, towards what it indicates, towards the idea that, you know, people thought it appropriate at all to post these things on social media. Like, so anyway, Senator Datuk Raz Adiba Radzi lodged a police report against the four individuals in both videos. And she said, although they have apologised, the police report aims to prevent these incidents from recurring. And Sentul OCPD Assistant Commissioner Being Lai said that the police is now tracking them down because this comes under the Section 504 of the Penal Code and Section 233 of the Communications and Multimedia Act, basically for intentional insult and misusing social media facilities. So I think what this highlights, aside from the wrongness of it all, is the sheer insensitivity or lack of understanding that is still being displayed when it comes to why, for example, we have parking lots or washrooms for persons with disabilities, what the specific challenges might be, and also why these sorts of impersonations are cruel and should never be done. And that's what we want to get into shortly. In the meantime, though, let us know, what do you think needs to happen for the public to be more aware and considerate towards people with disabilities? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we are going to be speaking to Senator Datuk Raz Adiba Radzi, representative of persons with disabilities in the Dewan Negara, president also of OKU Central. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Be free-minded. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:12 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. We are talking today about two separate videos that went viral yesterday showing people mocking persons with disabilities by impersonating them. Subsequently, a police report has been lodged and the police have said that they're now tracking down these four people in the videos. We've been asking you, what needs to happen, you think, for the public to be more aware and considerate towards people with disabilities? That number to call is 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now is Senator Datuk Raz Adiba Radzi, who represents persons with disabilities in the Dewan Negara. She's also the president of OKU Central. Senator, thank you so much for being on the show. I can see that you're on the move.
Yes, hi Lynn. Thanks so much for having me.
So to start off, could you tell us why you decided to lodge a police report over these videos and against these people?
Well, you know, this has been going on for yonks already and we're just so tired. And when they posted, first I saw the first video and I was already very irked already. And then the next one came. I'm like, my God, this can't get any worse for the whole of yesterday. It was really, really crazy. And for some of us, to be very honest with you, it is like someone just opened up our wounds again, you know, because we were bullied from small. You know, I have my friends who were born disabled and some of us became disabled halfway through, just like me. And we all go through so much struggle and people discriminate, people have stigma towards it, and people just abuse us, and not just our facilities, but also put us down, the able body out there, and sometimes even the ones that's closest to us. So it's really heartbreaking. That is why I decided that, you know, enough is enough.
You touched on it there, but I thought maybe you could expand. I mean, what kind of wider impact do these videos have, especially when they, I mean, the people who posted it seem to think it's almost normal behavior?
See, this is the whole thing. You know, they think it's okay to make fun. They think, you know, because they all want to be famous, they want it to be viral, but it's just so unbecoming. You know, the word that we use actually is adab. It's like we don't have manners anymore and we're not sensitive to other people's feelings. So I feel that we have failed, you know, kita gagal. You know, our society has just, not all of us, just, you know, just a fraction of us that behaves like that and who thinks and perceives like that and who feels that they have, you know, it's okay, it's fine, you know, we're just making fun of them and, you know, they'll be fine, you know, it's just nothing. It's not nothing. You know, it's our feelings, it's our pride, it's our dignity. I mean, they do all these things without even realizing that anything can happen to any one of us. Any one of us can become disabled. And at one point of our lives, we might, you know, need to use some of the facilities that has been put up for the disabled, for the younger children, and also the elderly. So it's not okay. It's really not okay. It's just like, I'm so tired of this. And, you know, I mean, I don't really want to make so much noise. But when that happened yesterday, I just lost it. I completely lost it.
Why do you think we still see these sorts of behaviours taking place?
Well, you know, I can't seem to understand really, you know. But I think it's one. It can also be because, you know, everything is at the fingertips. Everybody is famous. Everybody think it's fine to make fun of things, you know. And second, probably it's the community or maybe the upbringing, you know, maybe it's also our fault as the elderly, you know, or parents or friends, family members, society who don't really remind people that we need to be respectful of others. I for me personally, I think it's we need to go back to where we were before when we had Tata Rakyat classes. Remember civic classes where we learn about ourselves, about tolerance, about respect. Amongst our community, different races, you know, different religion and stuff like that. And also, actually, we need to, educate, especially the younger generation, you know, the different kinds of people who lives on the face of this earth, especially persons with disability. You know, Linda, 7 categories of us. It's just too much. You know, yesterday when I was speaking to some of my friends, they just cried. They're like, my God, how can people do that? You know, don't they have a heart? You know, to them, it's fine. They don't understand. I'm not sure where we went wrong, but all I can say is we need to correct this. And one of the ways for us to do this is actually by creating awareness and making people understand that, you know, we need to be respectful of others. You know, we can't just follow our heart and do whatever we please just because we think it's funny and just because we want to make it viral. And that guy, he actually boasted and he said, you know, from the first video that you know that came out, which is actually about. At the parking space, he mocked. He said, "Oh my God!" He's just like, you know, whatever, you know, like, who knows? This might go viral. And you know what? You ask and you get. It went viral.
You mentioned civics classes. You talked about awareness. You know, what specific initiatives do you think could we do alongside those things in order to create more sensitivity and consideration towards people who have disabilities?
First and foremost, I feel that it's a good idea that, you know, we teach our children, especially in the kindergarten, you know, on the beautiful, categories of persons with disability, our uniqueness, you know, and that our disability is actually our ability. We all know for a fact that, you know, some of the amazing people in the country are actually persons with disabilities, the OKUs, who have done us really proud, you know, by flying our flag really high as Paralympians. So we need to make, you know, the younger generation understand that the younger kids that, you know, this is what it is. You know, we have to live together. I mean, we must live together. You know, we must embrace each other, our differences, you know. And I feel that creating awareness and making, you know, the public understand, you know, it is very, very important that, you know, we play a big part in the media, especially. It's a big responsibility that we have right now, especially what happened yesterday, because that one was actually something that was recorded and on social media, and it's gone on telly, and we're now talking about it on the radio. we play a very, very important part to make the community and the nation understand that, you know, this is what it is. They're part of us, and we have to be respectful. We have to embrace them. We have to empower them. We have to give them their rights and, you know, and not abuse what's theirs. And really just, you know, we're, you know, let us the OKUs have that, you know. We, you know, we're talking about Keluarga Malaysia here, the Malaysian family, but we don't feel that. And especially what happened yesterday, we don't feel that at all. That means we have failed completely.
It's quite clear that it's this is about more than just the use or misuse of the facilities. But of course, that's a huge part of it too, because that's what the videos featured. What is the impact when other members of the public use these sorts of facilities when it's really not meant for them or for us?
You know, I always tell them, maybe I already told you much earlier, that I say, I tell them, you know, every one of us will become disabled one day, but let's not want to be disabled so soon. You know, and they're like, oh, okay, you know, and it's not okay. These facilities, let me tell you something. I have a friend, okay, he is on a wheelchair, and he wanted to park at the disabled parking, right? And it was used by other people, you know, so he waited and waited. And, you know, of course, it was just so late, and he needed to go to the loo. So he parked elsewhere, and it was very difficult for him to get out, because usually when we are wheelchair users, you know, when we're alone, we put the wheelchair in front, and then we have to put our seat down when we're driving, and then we have to swing it to our right, you know. So it was very difficult for him to maneuver, and he actually, eventually he got into his wheelchair and, you know, got scraped here and there, you know, between the car and also the, you know, the by the side of the building. When he was pushing himself towards the entrance, he got hit and he died. So, you know, I will never forgive people for doing that, because, you know, you have to understand the facilities that's made for us, especially like parking and wheelchair toilets and ramps and tactiles and, you know, brails and all these things, you know, these are made for us, you know. Please respect it, because it's so difficult for us. It's so difficult for family members who have children who are disabled to bring them to the entrance, when you, who can walk and who can do so many things, you are so blinking selfish and you park at our place. Come on, use your brains, for God's sake.
Senator, in closing, you've been calling for some legal amendments to be made, for example, to the Persons with Disabilities Act. Could you tell us why this matters?
Yeah, because right now our Disability Act does not, well, it doesn't defend us. You know, there is no way that people can actually be penalized if they did anything wrong to us. Say, for example, if building owners built something and then after that, you know, it does not follow the specification of you know, the you know, to build the ramps, for example, or the our washrooms, you know. So thing now is I don't know, you know, I'm so emotional, Lynn. I just need to say that we must make sure that the Disabled Act, Akta OKU 2008, is strengthened to make sure that it defend us and our voices are heard. And, you know, like this, say, for example, like yesterday, right, the cases are classified actually under Section 504 of the Penal Code and also Section 233 of the Communications and Multimedia Act for intentionally insulting and misusing social media, and also, of course, mocking us and misusing, you know, the facilities that's meant for us. All this needs to be worked around and put inside our OKU Act, Akta OKU 2008. And one of the best things to do is, apart from, putting them, getting the authorities, the police, to grab these people and, you know, question them and stuff like that, is actually to get them to do community service. They need to do it. You know, they need to learn. Be like us. Be in our shoes for a day or two and see how it feels like, you know, instead of just making fun of us. I'm sorry. I'm so emotional when I'm talking about this. I just can't help you. I'm so sorry.
Not at all. I mean, Senator, thank you so much for speaking with us and for sharing
thank
your
you.
Perspective so honestly.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
That was Senator Datuk Razali Baradzi, representative of persons with disabilities in Dewan Negara, also president of OKU Central, weighing in on two videos that have since gone viral that essentially showed people mocking persons with disabilities by impersonating them. A police report has been lodged. The police are tracking them down. We'd like to hear from you. What needs to happen for the public to be more aware and considerate towards people with disabilities? That number to call is 7733-2900. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, we do have some messages that have come in. Starting off with this from Ling, who says, after hearing about these videos, I refuse to watch it. They don't deserve more views. I just sent a message to the universe that those people who mock or make fun of people with disabilities will receive a taste of the bad karma that they spew to the universe. They will have a taste of their own deeds. And I think that that is definitely, I don't know, it feels like an appropriate level of anger. I watched the video simply because we were talking about them today, and it's horrible. I don't think there's really any other way to put it. They truly are terrible. Keep those thoughts coming. You can, of course, call us 7733-2900. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.